This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine's President Zelensky says this morning he will not accept a ceasefire deal that would allow Russia to remain in occupied territory. Moscow is warning this morning that it will consider any Western transports carrying weapons to Ukraine as legitimate targets. Vice President Kamala Harris says women's rights are under attack in this country, and she's pointing at Republicans. She spoke after a Supreme Court draft opinion leaked that showed the high court may throw out the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion rights ruling.
A sharp rebuke from Vice President Kamala Harris.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Harris says if the court overturns Roe, tens of millions of women will see either severe restrictions or a loss of abortion rights altogether. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias claims it could take years to change state abortion laws.
50 states had the ability to make their own laws.
22 states already have so-called trigger laws to ban or severely restrict abortion that would go into effect if national abortion rights were overturned by the court. Tim McGuire, Washington.
You'll probably soon have to pay more to borrow money for a car, a home, or a credit purchase, for example. The Fed's expected to raise interest rates today to fight inflation. The AP's Julie Walker.
Economists agree after today's meeting, the Fed will almost certainly announce it's raising its benchmark short-term interest rate by a half percentage point, the sharpest rate hike since 2000, and then another half-point rate hike at its next meeting in June and possibly at the July one. Economists foresee still further rate hikes in the months to follow. I'm Julie Walker.
An 18-year-old student has died after being stabbed during a fight at a high school in Belton, Texas. Another student's been taken into custody. This is AP News. Former President Trump's choice has won the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate in Ohio. The AP's Mike Grassi has got this.
If the race for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Ohio was a referendum of former President Donald Trump's hold on the party, Trump is very much in control. Hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance, who received Trump's endorsement, won the GOP primary Tuesday, beating six opponents in what was a contentious race.
They wanted to write a story that this campaign would be the death of Donald Trump's America First agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance had been behind in the polls until Trump waded into the race less than 3 weeks ago. Closely watched races in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia are scheduled for later this month. I'm Mike Gracia.
Gas prices are going up. It's $4.22 a gallon this morning, up 9 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.